97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and UNC School of Media and Journalism present Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus, dedicated to in-depth examination of issues of overriding importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the Carolina campus, here's your host, UNC Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the Houston Astros' first ever World Series championship. Our guest, Pooja Lodhia, a reporter at KTRK in Houston. So, Pooja,
thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for chatting with us. What is it like in Houston today?
I can't even describe it. There's just like this amazing feeling in the air. You're driving down the street, people are honking, everybody's so excited. I'm seeing everybody wearing Astros t-shirts. I mean, I tried to go to Minute Maid Park where the Astros play this morning to get some t-shirts for some of my friends. And no, the line was just way around the building. There was no way. It's really cool.
Yeah, so you're a general assignment reporter there at the TV station, which means you get thrown into wherever you're needed, where you've been needed for the past 2 months, at least on some days, is in hurricane recovery. What's it like what have the past 2 months or so been like for you?
I mean, it's just been crazy. This whole year has really been crazy from a news perspective, especially for us here in Houston. I mean, if you think about it, back in February, we had the Super Bowl here. So that was a big, big event. And then Hurricane Harvey, of course, and now the World Series. And the Super Bowl, of course, was scheduled. But the hurricane, as well as the World Series, I mean, really, they're both events that really kind of take so much out of people who live here. They're such emotional events. And I think to have them back to back like that really kind of has affected the city of Houston a lot.
In addition to all the things that you mentioned, you had the Houston Texans owner, players kneeling, controversy thrown into all that. So it's been a busy time for reporters in Houston in the past couple of months.
Absolutely. I have never covered so much sports in my life, just because I don't usually focus on sports very much. But it's been interesting that I think even with the World Series, and when you talk about the player kneeling controversy and all of these things we're talking about, there's so much more than just sports. I mean, people in this city who don't follow sports are interested in these storylines. They're interested to see what's going on because it seems like they're such big events, just kind of from a news perspective, from a story perspective, that really have very little to do with sports at the end of the day.
So I want to read something to you from the Houston Chronicle about a week ago. It was early in the World Series play, and it's a lengthy paragraph, but bear with me real quick, and then I want your reaction to this. So this is from the Houston Chronicle. Hurricane Harvey left wounds no baseball game can repair. Thousands lost their homes, dozens lost their lives. And yet, 2 months later, as Houston prepares to host the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of the World Series, so this was a week ago, fans still picking through the damp remains of flooded-out homes are looking to their beloved Astros for a sign of hope. Did they get it?
Absolutely. That gave me goosebumps, but it really is accurate. I mean, I can't tell you how I was on social media last night after the game was over. I saw so many people taking pictures in front of their flooded-out, destroyed homes, wearing full-on Astros gear. I mean, this truly was something that we as a city, I think, needed. And I think, I mean, I don't know how much national coverage this got, but actually part of Minute Maid Park did flood during Hurricane Harvey. And there was a lot of talk over whether or not, they should wait longer for the Astros to play again. But our mayor here really said, no, we need our team to play. We need something to cheer for. The Astros, of course, did play, and their season has just been incredible. But I really think a lot of what people are rooting for is tied into hurricane recovery. I mean, it feels so good to have something so positive happening in the city when so many of us are still really, people, it's going to be a long time before people are fully recovered. These homes are not going to come back in the next month or two, so it's really a long-term thing. And I think this made a huge difference in just the way people feel.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about how sports has been dividing us lately with the player controversy in the NFL, but the Saints after Katrina, you know, brought that city back together. The Red Sox after the marathon bombing. The Yankees after 9/11. You think about the power of sports to bring us together, and this is just another example of that.
Absolutely. I mean, and when you watch these guys, obviously I'm 100% biased. You know, I should just admit
But that's
now.
Okay.
I love the Astros.
Okay when it comes to the home sports team. That's okay.
Yes, but I mean, I look at these guys and I'm like, how do you not root for them? They're so easy to root for. I mean, you have Jose Altuve, he's what, 5'5"? You have George Springer, he stuttered as a child and now works with other kids who stuttered. I mean, when you see things like that, it makes you want to root for them that much more. And it does make the conversation much bigger than sports. And it brings everybody together. It really does.
What have you seen in the, and again, we're recording this conversation a mere 12 hours or so after the conclusion of the game. What have you seen in that length of time since the victory was secured?
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, there's been a lot of talk, of course, about how crazy this whole World Series has been. You know, when you talk about game two, game five, just being last minute, oh my gosh, are we going to make it type games. And last night, I think all of us were geared up for a really, really close, really intense matchup. And it really wasn't all that dramatic. You know, we were kind of ahead from almost the very beginning. So I was actually at a watch party last night, and I think people, you know, during the game, people were like, wait, oh my gosh, this can't be, it can't be this easy all of a sudden. You know, we've been fighting so hard. So I know after the game, things just went crazy. And all morning long, again, I mean, you can't walk down the street in Houston right now without cars honking at you and people just, you know, coming up to you and saying, hey, you know, just being excited. Because it's wonderful. I mean, we all know that we were all up late last night. We all know that, you know, we're all going to be at the parade tomorrow. So this whole thing isn't over yet. So there's just more and more excitement, I think.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with KTRK reporter Pooja Lodhia from
Hello.
Houston. Thanks for coming back. what would you say, again, it's only been a few hours, but what's your best anecdote so far?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's just so many. Everybody who I've talked to is just blown away. I had the honor to interview a couple of former Astros players. I interviewed Jimmy Wynn, who played for the team back in the 60s. You know, and he said he'd never seen a team like this. It seems like that is one of the really cool things, because we've heard from a lot of these kind of legends, you know, Bagwell, Biggio, people like that, who are able to say, wow, like this is something that the Astros has never seen before. Because remember, we're not just talking about winning the World Series. We're talking about a team that just won the World Series for its first time ever. So I think that makes it that much bigger. I mean, people have been waiting for this team to win for more than 50 years, and they've never been able to pull it off. And I think a lot of people feel like this is the perfect time to pull it off, just, you know, due to the hurricane and due to so much that the city has been through. I think a lot of people felt like the timing really was just perfect. But again, I mean, we're talking about people who have spent their entire lives waiting for their team to win, and they finally did it. It's amazing.
All right. So here's my sense of things over here on the East Coast. All right.
Okay.
You have your diehard Dodgers fans, wherever they happen to be. And of course, they're going to root for the Dodgers. Everybody else, you can't say everybody, but a whole lot of other people are rooting for Houston because of what happened in Houston.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard us called the sentimental favorites. And I mean, I agree with that 100%. Who can argue with that? Who can argue against a team that continued playing right after Hurricane Harvey, that really did get the city at least a little bit distracted from some of that complete devastation?
Yeah, and you hear, you know, even the announcers on the games keep going back to this Houston strong, and the, you know, the player hits a home run and he's pointing to the patch, and it almost gets, you know, a little bit hokey. But then you think about it and you think, golly, you know, these guys are representing that city, and right. they mean it.
Right. I think I read somewhere, or somebody told me the other day, they said, you know, watching baseball is so much fun because it feels like the only thing that's left where you can be hokey. You can be that sort of genuinely excited without a hint of irony. And I feel like that's, I mean, that's truly what it feels like, because every single person I have heard saying things like Houston's wrong, things like that, like they mean it 100%. And I think sometimes, you know, you hear those words and, you know, you kind of add strong to a lot of different things. And I think sometimes it begins to feel a little bit hokey. But in this instance, it hasn't felt hokey for 1 second. And that's throughout the whole playoffs, throughout the whole thing, because everybody who you hear saying it truly believes it, because they have been through that much. I mean, it, kind of the difference of just a few months ago, these people were underwater. We got 51 inches of rain. That's unimaginable. And I think to have something like this that felt unimaginable to them also in the complete opposite way really is, I mean, it's amazing to watch.
You know, if you wrote a script that said game five is going to end the way it ended, right? And and giving Houston a chance, I mean, to sweep LA in an LA was going to be a tough haul. So right. they pull that off. It's actually fairly easy in game seven. And then to put the cherry on top of the ice cream, Correa proposes to his girlfriend. You know, how can you get any better than that?
It was amazing. It really was. I mean, just to see all of that unfold. I think that actually at the party where I was yesterday, I think people screamed more for that just because it was so unexpected and so cool. I think I saw in an interview that he said that he had been carrying it around throughout the entire playoffs, kind of waiting for the right moment. And then, I mean, how do you not root for that guy? Have you seen him celebrating throughout the games? He's been really helping out his teammates. I know we reported that right before that, you know, that walk-off hit at the very end of game five, he looked over at Alex Bregman and said, this is your time. I mean, you've got a guy who truly is helping to pump up his team, and to see him experience and go through something so amazing. I mean, we're watching a 23-year-old who got engaged and won the World Series at the exact same time. I mean, that is amazing. And he's just been such a positive person for this team that I think you want to root for him that much more.
So is he the fan favorite, and was he the fan favorite before this, or what are you sensing?
I think he's one of the fan favorites. I would say the number one shirt and the number one jersey you see around town is Altuve.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I think people just can't get enough of the fact that the best hitter in the league is 5'5".
He says 5'6". He says 5'6", so let's give him 5'6".
Okay. I'll give him 5'6". But, you know, I think watching somebody like that, you got to figure, oh, my gosh, they have worked that much harder than everybody else to be where they are right now. How do you not root for him? And, again, these guys are funny. I mean, on social media and all these pages, they're always cracking jokes. Even last night, you heard in a lot of those interviews, they're funny guys. They're fun to root for. I would say that the three here in Houston that you see the most on the back of shirts would probably be Altuve, Correa, and maybe Springer. Also Verlander, of course,
yeah,
who is new to the team.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with TV reporter Pooja Lodia from Houston, Texas. Something important happened in Houston recently, Pooja?
Did you hear about it?
I heard something.
Oh, Astros.
Yeah.
The city is absolutely erupting in joy right now, and that parade is scheduled for tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
So you mentioned, as we were finishing up the B block, you mentioned some of the players whose jerseys are very popular. After his performance in the series, I would expect Springer's jersey sales will skyrocket.
That's what I would think, too, because, you know, he was struggling a little bit at the very beginning there. But I will say over the past few days, I mean, he is the guy that a lot of people are talking about. So, I mean, I would definitely expect to see that. But all of these guys, I mean, I think what is cool is those are the three that are probably most popular. However, it's not as though you don't see other jerseys out there. You know, it's not one of those teams where everybody just has one person's jersey. You truly do see a lot of other people represented also.
So I want to jump back to Correa for just a minute.
Sure.
My wife is no sports fan, but she loves that, you know, when the game is over, especially a big game, the World Series, the mm-hmm. Super Bowl, the NC2A playoffs, and mm-hmm. they're cutting down the nets or they're drinking champagne and, you know, confetti is flying. She loves that part of it. And then on top of that, you get Correa. So even the non-sports fans are loving this.
Of course. I mean, and she's a former Miss Texas. Obviously, like, I mean, again, it's a Hollywood movie, all of it. It just couldn't be more, it almost seems like it was planned. That's the way it almost felt last night. I was like, well, now what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Because you're seeing all of these things that are just so compelling and emotional and incredible just playing out in front of you.
I do want to jump back, Pooja, to the idea of these people who still have months, if not years, of picking their lives up again. It's not like this ends that, but it gives them at least a little reprieve. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, I talked to somebody just recently who had a lot of hurricane damage. We're talking about the Astros. They weren't even, you know, big sports fans, but they said, you know what? It's just nice to have people not talking about the hurricane for a little while. Because, I mean, again, when you drive through Houston, at this point, it's the hurricane hit at the very end of August. So it's been a while, and it doesn't, you know, obviously on a national scale, we're not talking about it as much. But, I mean, you still drive through neighborhoods that are empty, that are devastated, that, you can see straight through these homes. And it's really widespread. So really, I mean, Houston, yes, people are out of shelters, yes. People are not in the same type of immediate damage, but people are nowhere near fully recovered or fully rebuilt. I mean, at this point, there's still issues with housing, finding places for people to live because of all of the destruction. So I think for a lot of them, it's a combination of, wow, this is just, I mean, it's amazing to see your team accomplish something amazing, but it's also kind of, wow, great. Like, we get to be in the news for something different other than flooding. Other than destruction. And that's a good thing. I think a lot of us are just, you know, even if you're in that situation, it's exhausting sometimes.
So, Pooja, in the midst of all that, when do you think Astros fans started to, of course, they believed, but really believe that this thing could happen?
I think it was right around the playoffs. I really don't think, even though they've been the best team or one of the best teams for most of the season. But I don't think people got that excited until closer to the end, which is something we see. But I truly do believe that with the hurricane and with all of that, it got people's attention that way. And then they just kept performing. I mean, I think Houston's sort of one of those cities, you know, where people feel like, oh, you know, we always lose. The Astros have lost a lot. There is a lot of kind of sports heartbreak that has taken over our city a lot, which is, I think, what makes this even more exciting. And I truly do believe it was right around the time of the hurricane when people started turning to the Astros and realizing, oh my gosh, something amazing is happening here.
All right, so we have about a minute left. You went to the watch party last night.
Yes.
What's the range of fans you encountered last night?
Oh, babies in little Altuve onesies, as well as people in their 80s. I mean, it was incredible. And I think that's one of the cool things about this, too. I mean, it doesn't really matter where you are in the city. It doesn't really matter who you are. How do you not root for this team? How do you not root for something so positive happening to our city? And it's kind of one of those things. There is no question there. Of course you're going to root for them. I mean, I know our school district, actually, the Houston Independent School District, has canceled classes for tomorrow for that World Series parade. And to me, that says it all.
Wow. First the Cubs, now the Astros.
Exactly.
That does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, Pooja Lodia. Thanks also to engineer John Turner. And as always, Thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall at the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance, and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a service of UNC School of Media and Journalism.